The Mother Tongues Festival returns for its third year on Friday and Saturday, February 21st and 22nd. It takes place at a host of venues across Dublin West. It was launched, the festival, in 2018 with a brief to celebrate the linguistic diversity of Ireland through the arts. And headlining in Tala this Sunday, February the 23rd, is Camilla Grischel, a Swedish singer, narrator and composer who's now based in West Cork. She came into her Cork studio during the week to record some music, and she began with a Spanish song which is called Alcoba Azul. But before she sang the song, she gave us a translation of the lyrics.
The night moves slowly, brimming with nostalgia. Our scars together dance a smooth tango. Our souls, a torn and bloody accordion. We will be together this night until daybreak. Come back to me. Love me in utter darkness, inside our blue room where the sun never shone for us. Blind me, bleed me, smother my heart, inside our blue room, my love.
Noche irá sin prisa de nostalgia, habrá de ser un tango nuestra herida, un acordeón sangriento nuestras almas. Seremos esta noche todo el día. Vuelve a mí, ámame sin luz en nuestra alcoba azul, donde no hubo sol para nosotros. Ciégame, mata mi corazón en nuestra alcoba azul.
Alcoba Azul, or The Blue Room, performed there by Camilla Grischel, who is headlining the Mother Tongues Festival this Sunday, February the 23rd, in Tala in Dublin. Suitably enough that we start with a song, Camilla, that's not in your native language, if you like. You're from Sweden originally, so I presume Swedish is your native tongue. But that song has such passion is in it. I don't know if it's fancy spending too much time in that blue room. Is it a very passionate place? Very dangerous place?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, it's a part of the show Mama Song that I'm doing in Tala. That part is when I'm kind of discovering my strength as a woman, I suppose. I go through stages of being kind of a young girl, discovering things and coming to a stage when I learn to stand up for myself. So yeah, I'd say it's a very dangerous place to be.
Essentially, Mama Song is, if you like, it's a kind of biographical tale, really. It is your life told through songs and some monologues as well.
Yeah, loosely based on my experiences in life, absolutely. And then gathering material from all over the place, all over the world, really. And some of my own compositions and also the amazing musicians that I work with and collaborate with have brought their own songs to it as well. One member, Concord and Kabinde, is from South Africa. He brought one of the songs, so I sing that in Lingala. And then Newell Tsumbu, who plays guitar, who's from Congo but lives in Greystones, he brought another song. So I sing that in his language, in Zulu.
And I believe there's also, obviously, there's some Swedish there from yourself, Spanish, as we just heard, English, Occitan, which is a kind of a romance language from France.
That's right. Yes, a very short little moment with the song. Yeah, there.
But just tell me where you got that Spanish, or how you came across that Spanish song that we just heard, the Blue Room song, Alcoba Azul.
Yeah, Elliot Goldenthal wrote that song for the film Frida. And I was completely smitten with that film. And that's when I found out about Chavela Vargas, who is an incredible, incredible woman. And she sang that song. Yeah, I just fell in love with the expression of Spanish. And also I was then singing here in Cork Opera House. I was singing the role of Maria de Buenos Aires by the Argentinian composer Astor Piazzolla. So that's how I really got into singing in Spanish. And it's become kind of the language where I have no barriers, nothing's held back. I've kind of surprised myself as I have kind of no shame when I sing in Spanish. It's a wonderful thing to just let everything out.
Yeah, I was wondering about how different languages allow you to express different aspects. And in the show Mama Song, that's exactly what you're doing. You're looking at, as you said, loosely based on your own experience, but you're looking at different aspects in particular of femininity. What does Swedish give you then, your native tongue, when you sing in that? Is that a kind of a much cooler, laid-back type of song or feeling or expression?
Yeah, I think so in a way, although my mother comes from the north of Sweden. And so it also has the connotation of nature and particularly woodland and the herd calling, that kind of quality of kind of a wild thing and quite pure. You know, when I speak Swedish, my voice sounds quite different.
Yeah.
Everything's in different places in your mouth.
Yes. The fact that you called the show Mama Song, it made me wonder about, because I know there are two people that you're remembering in particular ways in this show, one of whom is your husband. I'm going to come to that in a moment. But the others, I think your mother was a very important woman to you, obviously, but you're remembering her in the show as well, am I right? Was she involved in music? Did she sing to you?
She did sing to me. She was a lovely teacher and then she became a speech therapist later in her life. But she sang a lot for me and we were very close still. My mother passed away shortly after my husband. So it has been a real kind of healing for me to do this, to create this show and sing particularly, has actually helped me to really deal with my grief and allow it to come out and maybe also perhaps when people are listening to it, that it touches them in some way that helps them allow themselves to release something, you know?
You mentioned there, Camilla, about your mother dying after your husband, and you know, we get a sense that obviously things happened out of order there. Your husband was Colm Vercombe, known as the singer Black. I think people will probably know him best as he died in 2016. It was a car accident.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was very sudden. We had him for 16 days in the CUH here, and yeah, we had time to say goodbye, but it was a very difficult time. Yeah, it was.
You and he had moved to Cork, in fact, to West Cork in 2003.
Yes, we did. With our three sons, we moved down to West Cork. We had no connection to it. And luckily, there were people down there like Maurice Caesar, a fantastic musician, pianist, composer, and Fergus O'Farrell from Interference. So it was super, super for us to move. We were just so lucky to find the place. Yeah.
Of course, Black, your husband, Colin, best known for the song Wonderful Life. When you listened to that song, or when you listened to that song together, what sort of memories did it bring back? What kind of, you know, what kind of feeling did you have around it? You know, sometimes these big hits can be both a millstone around the neck, but also something that you can just joyously celebrate.
Well, for me, it was always a sort of spurring on of realising all your dreams and getting on with life. Whereas, you know, we were very lucky to have that as our backbone, I suppose, for our financial security. And for Colin, I think sometimes it was tough because he wrote so many beautiful songs, so many albums after that never really got heard. So now we're embarking on a project when we have other artists singing his songs. So that'll be coming out in the near. Well, not coming out, but bit by bit there'll be other artists singing his songs. And we're working on that with my son and Colin's manager as well, who is now my manager. Actually.
But Wonderful Life, I'm sure, will be part of it.
Oh, it will, of course, absolutely, yeah. No, we are very grateful to that song, and it's even though it's an ironic song, actually, it's still I think about it in its wonderful way. I'm very grateful for that song, very much so.
The second song that you have for us, that you're going to perform for us, Camilla, is in English, and you know there's a kind of a bittersweet feel to this. You mentioned Colin dying, but you also mentioned Fergal O'Farrell, who had a degenerative illness and died just around the same time as Colin's accident, didn't
he? Yeah, Fergus died exactly a week after Colin. He was meant to be singing at Colin's funeral, and we were rehearsing. We were just about to go over to his place when we heard that he had passed as well. Mm. So it was a shocking, shocking time for everyone. But again, music, the musical community around Fergus and also Colin, and also our community down in West Cork, it's been such an amazing support for everyone. And like, we've grown into a kind of a family.
Yeah, so the song that you're about to perform, Something Right, Fergus O'Farrell, Maurice Caesar was also involved in the writing of this, yeah?
That's right, and Mal McClancy, who wrote a lot of the lyrics for Fergus' songs. This song is so special. I've been singing it since Fergus died, and it's just become one of those songs that every time I sing it, people go, what was that song?
Let's finish up by listening then to Something Right with Camilla Grisel.
I thought my problem was an empty bowl, till my bowl was filled. I thought my sorrow was having to move, till my movement stilled. I thought my fear was of the dark, until I turned on the light. Thought that I could do nothing wrong, till I did something right. I was dreaming I could touch the stars, when I fell out of my tree. I was always laughing somebody else, till the joke turned on me. I thought my courage meant I'd never lose, until I gave up the fight. Nothing to touch.
was a shallow place, till I was lost at sea. I thought my strength was in standing alone, till the ground gave beneath my feet, and
Something Right, performed for us there by Camilla Grissel, with Newell Simbo on guitars, Derek Carey on keyboards. And that will be, Camilla will perform her show Mama Song this Sunday evening in Talla as part of the Mother Tongues Festival. The festival, in fact, is Friday and Saturday in Blanchardstown, Parallel Leg Saturday and Sunday in and around Talla in Dublin 24. MotherTonguesFestival.com will give you all of the details on that, and mamasong.com for the specifics on Camilla's show. Our thanks too to Niall O'Sullivan and the engineers in our Cork studio for facilitating that recording.